Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Hour 2, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. How the heck are you, Stephen Wilford, in the last hour? Unbelievable stuff. When you can silence a talk radio host, that's unbelievable. Stephen Wilford is an American hero, no question about it. We're going to be hearing a lot more from Stephen. I may be appearing with him in a couple weeks. More about that coming up, I'll let you know, on Armed American Radio's weekday program on the Daily Defense. Right now, let's jump over to one of my favorite people on earth, Mr. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, welcome home from that big Vegas Petri dish. How are you?
The SHOT Show. It's a great place, except for everybody gets sick.
Isn't that funny? And, you know, it's interesting. We've been talking a lot about it. Everybody came back with something. I'll be talking with Patricia Huff in the next hour. She got out unscathed. She made it unscathed, which is good. But, you know, generally speaking, that's about the time you generally come down with something pretty nasty. And you guys, it looks like you came out unscathed, right?
This may be the first year in the last half dozen or so that I came home and I didn't get sick. It feels really good.
Well, good for you. I'm glad. I'm glad you made it out of there unscathed. All right. We've got a number of things I want to talk with you about. First of all, when we spoke at SHOT Show, it was kind of fun because Virginia was happening and unfolding right before our eyes. And it's been a week now. And Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms are now talking about Bloomberg buying Virginia. Now he's trying to buy the U.S. And you've got a wonderful press release about that that's out from the CCRKBA. You want to tell us a little bit about what's going on there and what Bloomberg is attempting to do? Because we've been given this remarkable window to watch this unfold in real life.
Well, let me back it up just a hair. We all know that Bloomberg spends about $100 million a year through his anti, you know, gun groups, his gun prohibition and gun confiscation organizations to push for gun control. And we saw what he did in Virginia by buying the state legislative elections so that he could control the legislature and push anti-gun measures in Virginia. But now it's gotten a little bit further. He's giving another $60 million this year alone to elect anti-gun legislators across the country, and particularly in battleground states on the gun control issue, targeting in particular Florida and Arizona. Then, of course, we have the big Super Bowl here, right? Right. Where he's running a $100 million ad in the Super Bowl in one shot, a check for $100 million to run one ad. And I want to talk about that ad for just a quick second because it has a couple really inaccurate, wrong, false statements in it. One, they try to talk about how many victims of children there are from gunfire a year, except they didn't use real statistics. They used his own anti-gun organizations made up phony statistics where they go up to 20-year-olds to be able to bolster the numbers that they're using. So it isn't really children. It's an awful lot of gang-related 18 to 20-year-old people, and it's just not true. And then the woman he uses in the ad who lost her son, you know, and we all, our hearts go out to her, but they talk about, you know, the child as if she's a young, as if he was a young child. He was 20 years old when he was murdered. So the bottom line here is that they're not intellectually honest with anything they do. And when you put millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars behind false statements, you know, you can really sway public opinion tremendously. And we don't have the money to really answer it. Then the other thing, Mark, that really, really bothers me is that he now has over 1,000 employees he's paying his presidential campaign, which, of course, his main issue, again, is destroying gun rights. But he's guaranteed those over 1,000 employees employment through November, even if he folds his campaign before then. And what I'm very concerned about is, in addition to the 400 or so employees that his anti-gun groups now have around the country pushing gun control, he's going to fold those 1,000 people in since they're already on his payroll as well. We're going to have like over 1,400 people running around state legislatures and cities lobbying for Bloomberg's gun ban, gun confiscation schemes. We can't compete with that dollar for dollar. I mean, we're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars in the 2020 election year alone.
Okay, you've given us some things to chew on, and I'm going to ask some questions about this And I want to go back to the beginning of your statements here, because you mentioned Arizona and Florida. And I want to point out, and this is where Bloomberg is pinpointing some of these financial attacks against us. We've seen what he did in Virginia, as you mentioned. Bloomberg surrogates are reportedly focusing on 13 states, not just, listener, Arizona and Florida. We'll get there in just a second. Including Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wisconsin. And Alan, you mentioned in the release that the effort is also targeting Republican Senators Cory Gardner of Colorado and Martha McSally of Arizona for defeat. With what we saw happen in Virginia, and let's just, I mean, as much as you hate to admit it, Bloomberg was successful in Virginia. Arizona and Florida, go ahead.
Yeah, no, he was very successful in Virginia, mainly because nobody could compete with the dollars. They all came in late in the campaign and outspent pro-gun people like, 6-8-1, pick you off, districts that were marginal. And he swayed that election. He bought it. And there's no two ways about it.
Now, why is it important? That leads me right in. That's the perfect segue. When we talk about Arizona and Florida, Alan, you and I have been warning listeners about this very topic for over 2 years. Right after 16, we've been talking about this after the election. Why is it so important for Bloomberg to pick off Arizona and Florida?
Well, first of all, before I answer the question, while we've been talking about it for the last few years, it's accelerated and gotten significantly worse because he's pouring in more, instead of tens of millions of dollars a year, he's now pouring in hundreds of millions of dollars a year. But he's picking on Florida and Arizona to break the back of the gun rights movement across the country. Those are two historically pro-gun states with very good laws protecting gun rights. And if he can win in Arizona and Florida, it sends a message to legislators across the country and other states as well that if you don't kowtow to Bloomberg's billions of dollars, you're going to be defeated and not be reelected.
All right, now he's running for president. And he's continuing out. Super Bowl is going on right now as we speak. You're listening to Armed American Radio, and I thank you for that. And not paying attention to that game, that charade, as far as I'm concerned. But nonetheless, Bloomberg is running for president while he's spending, and hear me on this, listener, as you just heard Alan say, and let this number sink in, hundreds of millions of dollars. And Alan, you're right. When we first started talking about this, we were talking about it in teens, $10 million here, $13 million here. Not that that's a drop in the bucket, but nonetheless, it's up to hundreds of millions now. So as he's running for president and this whole organization is moving around back behind the scenes, how dangerous is this guy?
He is the number one threat to gun rights in America, only because of his checkbook. When you talk about assault weapons, his checkbook is an assault checkbook. It is an assault weapon against gun rights.
Wow, that's great. I love the way that phrase. Here, let's continue. I'm going to give some quotes from Alan in the press release. I want you to hear this, listener. Gun owners cannot allow Bloomberg to buy their gun rights. Gun owners cannot allow Bloomberg to buy their gun rights, Gottlieb warned. The Constitution is not for sale, no matter how much money some wealthy demagogue is willing to spend. If anyone thinks Bloomberg is scary as a candidate, they will be downright terrified if he were to actually win the White House and have a majority of state and federal lawmakers beholden to him for getting them elected. That kind of power should never be allowed. Alan, that is terrifying because you would have someone at the top of the ship, at the helm, if you will, who had people that he bought and paid for in office below him. That's not the way this country was designed to work.
No, it's not. But the American people have to realize that, this is a guy with a lot of money and he can basically buy our whole government apparatus and use it against us. And if we don't do something about it, it's a problem. And the only thing we have is manpower. We have boots on the ground. With over 100 million gun owners in the United States, it's very important that they're registered to vote, they turn out to vote, they work in campaigns. But in this election cycle, it's imperative. So what I've been asking is if they could give us, 20 minutes a day, a half hour a day, an hour a day working on gun rights, be it writing letters to editors, right, calling on behalf of candidates, getting involved with social media. We have to speak out. We cannot be silenced. And as you know, Mark, what the anti-gunners have been trying to do for the last few years is demonize us to the point that they marginalize us so that we don't want to get involved or engaged because it's not necessarily comfortable when you get attacked back. This is the year that we have to get out there on the front line and be in the trenches and make sure we win this war.
And it is a war, Alan. It is a war. Let me take this opportunity to quote from the press release. We'll take it to the break. Then when we come back, A couple more questions about this. I want to get sneak something in about Virginia and what it means in this effort against the war. Are we at a turning point? And then I want to talk about some lawsuits that we have going on at the foundation. We've watched Bloomberg's money influence politics in Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Colorado, and elsewhere with considerable alarm. And now his Everytown lobbying group is not even being subtle about its intentions. Their goal is to oust as many pro-rights public officials as possible this fall, paving the way for the kind of government our forefathers threw off 234 years ago. I'll be right back with Alan Gottlieb. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Please make sure to support all of our sponsors that make it possible to be out at SHOT Show and to be here on the airwaves while a bunch of people are watching a know-nothing football game from a league that allows kneeling. We're sitting here talking about freedom on Armed American Radio, and I thank you for being here with us today. I'm speaking, of course, with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, I liked that segment, that last segment I thought was good, and it was good, I think, because it was scary. Let me go to Virginia now. What we saw happen in Virginia, when you're talking about boots on the ground and we're talking about countering hundreds of millions of dollars, that number we have to wrap our head around there. We have to try. The boots on the ground that we have, we saw in full force in the state of Virginia. Is Virginia become a rallying point? I can see now an annual gathering in Virginia of that size from now on because of what we saw there. It was historic, no doubt. But is that the type of activity that we're talking about that has to go on across the country to counter Bloomberg?
It sure helps. What that really did for us was it raised the visibility of the attack on gun owners and gun rights in Virginia nationally, because the crowds were so big and so many people turned out, we were able to make the issue national in scope. And we reached a lot of people letting them know what's going on. The Second Amendment Foundation had a moving mobile billboard there that was really great. It said, become a Second Amendment first responder, SAF.org. And that made a lot of national television coverage as well. And it's really important because it made it natural. Let everybody know this isn't just happening in Virginia. It's going to happen in your state as well. And, of course, you know, it's bolstered by the fact, which also made a lot of press, about the Second Amendment sanctuary movement for cities and counties, in Virginia and nationally all across the country. In fact, that has gotten blown so big right now with the media talking about it. This week I did radio shows and I appeared on, over 600 radio stations, a couple of them multiple times. The Second Amendment sanctuary movement is growing up from this and got a shot in the arm off from that Virginia rally and the sanctuary movement in Virginia to help spread all across the country. And for your listeners that may not know what that is, basically it's cities and counties, mainly done by the sheriffs in the counties. They will not enforce unconstitutional gun laws that the legislature in Virginia passes. And we're seeing variations of that all across the country now, be it from the states. Remember saying they won't enforce federal laws. The sanctuary movement to protect Second Amendment rights is growing. And what's really great about it, Mark, it's all grassroots fed.
Yes.
It's from the bottom up. It isn't being run by the national gun groups. It's just all local people going to the local city and county councils and forcing votes on these issues. This is tremendous. I've never seen an uprising like this in the history of me working for gun rights.
What is that? That's a telling statement, Alan. And I've been calling for this, as you know, in the wake of Virginia. It would be, and I'm working with a local gun group here in the state of Georgia to try to get something moving here as well, because I believe this is a shot across the bow. This says to any future wannabe tyrant that might come into power in a state years down the road, not up in here, not going to happen on our dime. And we've made that statement from someone like you who has literally been at the tip of the spear for over 40 years and founded these organizations. And we're going to get into the lawsuits that we're talking about here that makes the Second Amendment Foundation a great listener in just a moment. How does that make you feel personally when you see this? It's got to be a huge shot in the arm for you.
It is. It really it energizes my level. It's great to know that you're out there, so to speak, as a general leading the army, and that the alls in the army just tripled and quadrupled in size, and you don't have to tell them what to do. They're now smart enough and educated enough to go out there and make things happen on their own. It's really a great culmination of over 40 years worth of work. Yes, I agree, and I feel really good about it.
What something I think is interesting, and I'm not taking anything away from the power of the National Rifle Association. Over many, 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 many years as effective lobbyists that they've been at the federal level. But this makes it more than that, because we always hear the attacks against the NRA from the left, from the other side. It's they can't open their mouths after a shooting without attacking the National Rifle Association. We've been saying for a long time, it isn't the National Rifle Association. It's every gun owner across the country to the tune of over 100 plus million of us. And this kind of stifles that. When we see movements like this, we know it's as bigger than some single organization, but it is, in fact, the grassroots, the natural grassroots that just rose up. Look, the VCDL didn't create this movement in Virginia. It sprung up on its own, and they helped water it, correct?
Yeah, the Virginia Civil Rights Defense League deserves an awful lot of credit because there's a lot of organization that went in to the Sanctuary City movement in Virginia, as well as the giant rally that turned out 22,000 people in the state capital in Richmond. They deserve a lion's share of credit for helping mobilize and harness all this. But the thing about this, which is really great, is we are seeing now new people rise up,
yes.
A lot of younger people rise up. We're seeing all of a sudden the gun rights movement getting new leaders and growing, and that really warms my heart.
Now, we're never going to see in the media will never portray Everytown or Bloomberg or Shannon Watts or anybody else as being concerned about this, but they've got to be. They have to be, Alan.
I think they live in this false bubble. While they should be concerned about it, the bottom line is they're not, because they have all these billions of dollars and they just think they can buy it all. And so far, they've been pretty successful. They've been pretty successful buying it. But sometimes in politics, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And I think the gun rights movement they're going to see the equal and opposite reaction coming from the gun rights movement in the 2020 election
cycle.
Boy,
you better believe it. And a large impetus for that has been Virginia. I've made the prediction. I'll make it here now. I think Virginia goes double digits for Trump. And I think the next election cycle in Virginia turns Virginia back where it needs to be and keeps it there for a while. Now, that's a bold statement to make so many years out. A lot of things can happen, but I'm hopeful. My point is that I'm hopeful. Alan, I'm going to close out this topic with this. Again, your words. This is a call to action for every gun owner in the country to get engaged. Be sure you're registered to vote at your current address and make sure your friends and family members are registered. Start organizing, get out the vote efforts in your communities, get involved in political campaigns, and actively support candidates who support your rights. And above all, make protecting the Second Amendment your personal responsibility. Michael Bloomberg's wealth does not give him the right to determine anyone else's rights. America's gun owners can't let this country go to the auction block. There are no dollar signs on the Bill of Rights. Not now, not ever. Very, very prophetic words from you. And I'm going to leave it at that. Would you put an exclamation point on us before we go into the next segment with the next topic on some of the lawsuits?
Exclamation point. It's going to be the listeners of Armed American Radio that help save our gun rights.
Boy, I like that. It is going to be Armed American Radio listeners that do it. And by that, we mean you, American gun owners across the country who are concerned about this, have got to get off your duffs. Alan, we've got just another minute before the break. I've got to ask you something off the hook here that has nothing to do with where we're going to go in the next segment. But your thoughts on this whole impeachment thing and Trump giving a State of the Union in the middle of it all. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, again, I think this whole impeachment thing was based over nothing that Trump did that was illegal or impeachable, but done to tie up the United States Senate so they could have to spend a few weeks on this and not confirm more pro-gun judges to the federal courts. I think it's an attempt by the Democrats to slow down the Second Amendment area where we've been getting great progress and movement and advancing our rights. And with all the court cases, the Second Amendment Foundation files, that's really extremely important to me. And I look at this as really what they're trying to do is they were trying to impeach guns, gun owners, and the Second Amendment, not Trump. Trump was just the messenger.
When we come back, we're going to now talk about some of the lawsuits that the Second Amendment Foundation is so famous for because the Illinois State Rifle Association is involved in one of them. Alan Gottlieb will be back with me right after this. Don't turn the dial and don't watch that football game. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the founding fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Armed American Radio's MonsterCast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios continues with the great Alan Gottlieb. I've got to give a shout out to all of my sponsors. Please support them all. You're going to be hearing from Rafael Dovalle from Bursa coming up in the next hour. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, of course, tons of new products. Brad Primo and I spent quite a bit of time talking last week. Lots of fun stuff getting ready to happen there. If you're drinking coffee and you're not supporting the Second Amendment with every sip, you need to be. DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment with every sip. They donate. I give my donations from Defender Coffee that I get every month goes to the Second Amendment Foundation. Of course, Crossbreed Holster Studios, the Second Amendment Foundation, gunbroker.com, North American Arms, the gun giveaway. Let me give that information out right now. We will be giving away the North American Arms Ranger 2 on February 23rd, the MonsterCast. We will be giving that away. How do you get in on it? Simple. NorthAmericanArms.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page. You got to work a little bit for it. Get the phone number. Call North American Arms. Tell them you heard on Armed American Radio. They're giving away a free hat. You get a free hat. And guess what else? Your name goes on the list to win the gun. And I'm going to give away a gun to another winner, a North American Arms, out of my very own gun safe as well. February 23rd, North American Arms. Don't forget. Also, MyPillow, we all got to sleep, right? Supply, shaving, getsupply.com. Support the Second Amendment when you shave your face. Emerson Knife supports us. Buy an Emerson Knife. Taser, you know the routine. Bursa, North American Arms, and Car Arms, all supporting this program and keeping this conversation alive on the airwaves. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you. I just wanted to, while you mentioned those great sponsors, I just want to throw a shout out to one of them. Car Arms is one of the Second Amendment Foundation's corporate sponsors that have increased their support to us this past year to help make a lot of our work possible, including the lawsuits we file.
Boy, and you know, let's go there briefly. We have a couple seconds before we got. I wanted to just touch on this. Justin Moon was on the program when I was out at SHOT Show. I can't wait to go to the Rods of Iron. You were there this past year. Briefly tell us how cool that was.
I mean, it was one of the coolest Second Amendment rallies they've ever been at. And that's where Carl Arms puts their money where their mouth is and supporting Second Amendment rights. And I was proud to be one of their speakers.
Yeah, and Justin Moon is just such a huge advocate for the right to keep and bear arms. And he does. He puts his money where his mouth is. All right, let's go into some of the lawsuits here, Alan. The latest press release, Second Amendment Foundation, Illinois State Rifle Association, sue Illinois State Police over FOID card inaction. What's going on?
This is really interesting. $29.5 million have been taken out of the state police fund, which was supposed to be used for the background checks and administration of the FOID card. Firearms Owner's ID is what FOID stands for, which you have to have to be able to own a firearm in Illinois, as well as CCW program. That money was used for background checks and administration. So without the money being spent, they don't have the money to do background checks, to administer the system. So if you want to renew your FOID card to be able to own your firearm, or you want to be able to get a FOID card so you can get a firearm, and likewise it's impacting CCW applications and renewals, it slows the whole system down to the point that it takes forever now to get one to be able to be legally carrying or owning a firearm in Illinois. And then add to that the fact that what we're seeing is if you're a new person trying to get one, sometimes you don't even get a response back at all. So it's like it goes into a dark hole. You don't hear anything. They don't tell you anything. You call your right and get no answers. It's a direct infringement on the Second Amendment. It infects your right to have a gun, not only in your own home, but in your right to carry. And so we filed suit along with the Illinois State Rifle Association as our local plaintiff, as plaintiffs to challenge that law in federal court. And I'm sure we're going to win this. It's sort of is illegal how they've taken the $29.5 million and shuffled it around to other agencies. The state obviously must have some financial problems, but this is budgeted for these purposes. And it's like shutting down the whole system in Illinois, and we're not going to let them get away with it.
The corruption in Illinois has been going on for decades, and you've been very successful both in the state and in the city of Chicago in particular with lawsuits. My question to you is probably one that my listeners are – I can hear people asking me this right now. But FOID card, really? Alan, the last I checked, the Second Amendment didn't say this. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed as long as one has a FOID card. What? When is this?
Yeah.
Well, come on. What are we doing here? When can we get rid of all this garbage?
Well, the Second Amendment Foundation also has another suit in Illinois challenging the whole FOID card system to begin with, that it's unconstitutional. That case is already in federal court. And so that one's ongoing. And, of course, as you know, we've had good success in Illinois.
Right.
So we're hoping to knock out these last remnants of discrimination against gun owners, so to speak. But our McDonald versus Chicago suit knocked out the handgun ban in Chicago, incorporated the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment, making it applicable to all 50 states. Our Moore versus Madigan knocked out the ban on carry, so now we have a shall-issue carry system in Illinois. Our Ezell cases, Ezell 1 and Ezell 2, knocked out the bans on gun ranges in the state and allowed you to take minors to a gun range, which you weren't allowed to do in Illinois, to teach your children. The bottom line is we have ongoing suits in Illinois against their you can't have a daycare center in your own home. You can't be a foster parent in your own home if you own a firearm. We have lots of cases going on in federal courts in Illinois right now, and so far we've been extremely successful. It's sort of that's what really scares the anti-gun movement and Bloomberg and his groups is our victory laps we are able to take, particularly in states like Illinois that have not had good records for defending Second Amendment rights in the past.
Listening to what you're saying is almost exhausting. It's exhausting that you have to go through this process, and it's exhausting to the taxpayers. Talking specifically about Illinois right now, but every time I see you holding a check, and I've seen the check from Illinois or whatever for whatever victory it is for legal fees, I think to myself, that's taxpayer funds from Illinois that the Democrats are just, and that's who's doing this in Illinois, they're just blowing taxpayer monies. At some point in time, the people in the state have got to rise up and do something about this. Now, let's go to the courts, because everything you just mentioned with these victories, and that's what scares Bloomberg and everybody, is these court victories. couldn't happen if we had the wrong president and the wrong judges. Where are we now on this? What's up with Trump and his appointments?
Well, let me say first that right now over 80% of the case law that's won in the courts protecting Second Amendment rights and making landmark decisions that make case law have been won by the Second Amendment Foundation and or our attorney.
That's right.
And of course, it looked for a while here like this: we were going to be shut down completely if Hillary Clinton became president and added the Obama anti-gun appointees to the courts. It would really shut us down a whole lot. Trump has done an unbelievable job. There's now something like over 180 judges that he has gotten confirmed to the courts, not just the Supreme Court, but all the way on down. That's somewhere close to 25% of the federal judiciary. If he could get another term of another 4 years, and we could come to the point where the majority of judges in the U.S. court system, the federal court system, who support Second Amendment rights, can be appointed by Trump, it would make the Second Amendment Foundation's legal work a whole lot better, a whole lot easier. It's so important. Gun owners have to realize elections have consequences, and not only these consequences happen for us quickly, but they will last and be there for decades to come to protect our children and our grandchildren's rights as well.
You better believe it, and I'm going to leave it at that right there for that portion of it. I do have to ask this question before we go to the break, though. And that is because you physically live in the Ninth Circus. You live in an area presided over by the Ninth Circus. Alan, did you ever think that you would see the Ninth Circus out there three judges away from tipping to a conservative majority? I never thought I'd see that.
I never thought I did either. And when Trump took office, we started this. The Ninth Circuit was one that was the worst circuit in the country.
Yeah.
And it looked like it would be the hardest to get judges confirmed to. And Trump, and I got to give Mitch McConnell in the United States Senate an awful lot of credit as well for working and pushing and working extra hard on the Ninth Circuit. It's been marvelous. There's, again, one more reelection for Trump as president, and the Ninth Circuit, the most anti-gun circuit in our country, will flip.
That is unbelievable. Alan Gottlieb, SAF.org. Join us, please. I am a life member and a member of the board of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Alan Gottlieb heads it all up. You can join us at SAF.org. Alan, thank you so much. Thanks for taking time out of your day. Glad you got home unscathed. And thanks for joining us on Armed American Radio during the Super Bowl. Alan, we'll talk to you later. Armed American Radio will be back with Rob Pincus after this. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast back here in these Crossbreed Holster Studios with you to wrap up this hour, too. I've got Rob Pincus with us. Now, Rob's been out and about. He's gallivanting around over the last couple weeks. You've noticed that he's been gone. I've gotten some of your emails. He's back right now. Rob, welcome back. I'm glad we're out of shot. I didn't want to spend a lot of time talking about that, but because it is such a big deal and you play such a major role at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show for a lot of different reasons. And I also want to talk to you about where you're going next, because you've got, boy, what heck of a whirlwind tour you've got coming up the next month or two. But what was your takeaway from Vegas? What did Rob Pincus, one of the best trainers in the world, take away from the show this year?
You know, SHOT Show for me this year was really less about the product and the gear than maybe it ever has been. And it was a lot more about, you know, the advocacy and gun rights issues. Obviously, everybody was talking about what was happening in Virginia. NSSF launched the gunownerscare.org website, which is a great website and resource for American gun owners who are willing to acknowledge the risks that come with firearms ownership and talk about what we're doing to reduce negative outcomes. I taught for NSSF at SHOT Show University. I was part of a gun community outreach panel that Maj Ture put together. And I also got a chance to take over NSSF SHOT Show social media feed during the show and highlight some of the aspects of the show that I think as a trainer and as a gun rights advocate are incredibly important. So, you know, it wasn't about the newest, shiniest gun or some great new ammunition, although there were some cool things there. For me, this year was really about advocacy and gun rights in a way that it hasn't been before. And, you know, I applaud so many people being at the, you know, world's largest gun show is the way a lot of people think about it, but really doing the important work to continue our fight to defend and expand our Second Amendment rights.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And, you know, a lot of that, I think, had to do, well, not I think, I know it did. It had to do with the fact that Virginia was unfolding the day the exhibitors were setting up on Monday. I was there broadcasting, getting live reports coming out of Virginia, and that just kind of transcended things a little bit too this year in ways that we hadn't seen in the past. We had this massive, incredibly important, most important rally I think we've ever seen, biggest we've ever seen in our lifetimes, occurring in Virginia.
Yeah,
and that was
sure.
Felt on the floor, right? We all felt it.
It was, you know, and there were some people like Eric Blanford, Iraq veteran, 888.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually was at the rally on Monday, flew out on a red eye, and he actually joined us on the community outreach panel on Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday evening. So there were a lot of people that did both because I was teaching at Schott University on Monday and had, you know, that obligation there. And we had hundreds of retailers, range, gun shop owners there in attendance at Schott University learning how to serve the community better and how to be better at their business. So that was really important as well. And I said all along, Virginia was about the gun owners of Virginia, the grassroots efforts that they've put in to secure those Second Amendment sanctuary cities and counties. You know, that culminated in the most reliable numbers I've heard are in the 60,000 range. A lot of people were reporting 20-plus thousand. That was on the grounds of the Capitol. But when you look at the side streets right. and the side events and certainly the people that were outside the fenced area, 60,000 American gun owners peacefully protesting what's about to unfold in Virginia. And it looks like they may actually have done some good. So, you know, kudos to them. Meanwhile, a lot of important work was getting done in Vegas as well.
Yeah, they're going to have to go through the meat grinder in Virginia, but that is just beginning because the bills, as you and I speak right now here on Sunday, this previous week and coming up this week is going to be quite consequential in Virginia because those bills are moving through the both houses right now, the House and the Senate in Virginia, and there are going to be some bills, but all of them will go to the governor's desk, there's no doubt. What they pass, he's going to sign. So we're going to be keeping our eye on all of that. Rob, you've got one hell of a schedule coming up in March. You're going to be back and forth to Europe, literally almost days apart. What's going on?
Yeah, I'll be teaching in Switzerland at the end of February, and then I'll also be doing some work over there as I do to support some of the European companies at what is essentially the European SHOT Show, the IWA show in Nuremberg. This was my 24th SHOT Show in Vegas last week. This will be my 15th IWA show. I'll be working promotional work and you know media relations work with FK Bernot, just a super high quality company with an amazing pistol. They've got the polymer pistol that I helped with some of the 9mm aspects of that, and it still shoots their amazing 7.5 round as well. Last year, that's actually coming into the U.S. this year and will be a big part of the promotion we're doing there at the IWA show. So, yeah, I'll be over at the end of February. I have to come back here, take care of some things in the U.S., and then go right back for the IWA show March 6th through 9th in Nuremberg, Germany. And then, of course, it's down to Florida because the Personal Defense Network training tour right. kicks off on March 26th. Yeah, my home range, Ancient City Shooting Range, March 26th to the 30th, I'll be running 5 days of classes down there.
Not to mention the NRA show coming up. You've got just one hell of a schedule. So we're glad to have you here. We look at this as a break. This is when Rob gets to take a break. It's downtime to come on Armed American Radio. And I'm looking forward to barbecuing for you at the ranch. We do that whenever the tour starts as well. Hard to believe we're getting ready to start another PDN tour, Rob. It's unbelievable. All right, let's do some things that you and I have been derelict in doing, quite frankly. And I take responsibility for that. We've not talked about this enough, and we're going to change that. But right now, Armed American Radio listeners have a special up with Personal Defense Network. It's the Gold Membership. And the Gold Membership, all you've got to do is go to my website, armedamericanradio.com, and click on the PDN banner. You'll see the link there. Once you click on that, you're going right to your own site, $25 Gold Membership, like having a professional instructor always at your side. Here's what you get, 60% off video downloads. You get 9 free full-length video downloads. 2 free personal defense classes from Rob, 20% off classes, 2 free skill development presentations, and 10% off all other shop products. You get to ask the expert program. We'll talk with Rob about that in a second. And exclusive Gold Member live streaming events. Rob, we haven't talked about it enough. Take it away, brother.
Yeah, it's you know, normally about $100 a year to be a Gold Member. Again, at your website, or people can go to personaldefensenetwork.com/AAR. And get their first year of Gold Membership for $25. So it's a special opportunity. You know, you've heard the free tips. You've heard all the information. You know, Mark and I have talked a lot about the work that we do here at Personal Defense Network. And because I'm always traveling around and doing gun rights advocacy and this and that, I may not be coming to your town to do a class. And again, remember, we have 30 or 40 different contributing instructors as well, over 1,000 pieces of content, all of which are available to you as a Gold Member at PersonalDefenseNetwork.com. This brings the training to you on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer. Most of the work that we do is video. There is article material as well. And, you know, those 9 full-length video downloads, those are essentially from the best selections from our training DVD series that a lot of people are familiar with, that we produce DVDs for well over a decade, right. over 100 different DVDs. And these are the 9 most popular, or I think in some ways the most important 9. And those come to you for free as a download that you can keep forever just for that $25 membership at the gold level. And we also, again, those exclusive live streaming events, and the Ask the Expert program, those are interactive. That's you interacting with our expert contributors, our other instructors, and me in live events or through private chat comments that you can get direct feedback, follow-up. We talk to you about the problems you're trying to solve and or clarify some of the things that we say in those videos or in those online classes. So it really is an amazing deal. PersonalEventsNetwork.com/AAR, $25 to get your first year membership for, again, over 1,000 pieces of content, several DVDs, and discounts on all of the videos that you might also want, the extra DVDs that you might want to download, or the online classes.
Yeah, that's over and above, by the way. What Rob was referring to is 60% off anything over and beyond the 9 free full length. Now, we're talking full length. These are professional quality, television quality DVDs. These are video downloads, and they're full length. They're not little 5-minute, you know, YouTube blurps. You're getting a full
length DVD. Yeah, each one of those
length
is
DVD.
At least an hour, and a couple of them are actually double length, and they're 2-hour long DVDs.
Rob Pincus, thank you very much for being here. Coming up at the top of the next hour, Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. We're going to be covering three topics for you. You're going to love it. Semi-auto pistols, semi-auto rifles, and semi-auto shotguns for 2020 top sellers in January so far. And Rafael Dovalle from Bursa will be here. Don't go away. Going to be a huge hour.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.